our Sunday feast program with a very dear and talented lover of Vrindavan bhajans. We will hear Purnachanda Prabhu, who will guide us in chanting together the holy some bhajans of Vrindavan. Many of you have heard Purnachanda Prabhu's morning class and other classes of his. But for those of you who do not know him, Purnachanda Prabhu is one of the traveling preachers within our movement, who travels really all over the world. I have met Purnachanda in Russia, where he inspired all the devotees, in Croatia, in Serbia, in England. Purnachanda is like the air, all pervading and everywhere. And for good reasons, because with his analytical and very valuable presentations of Krishna consciousness, he inspires the devotees everywhere. So we will hear Purnachanda Prabhu today in one of his with one of his bhajans, which is very, very I will be surprised myself. At the moment the computer is giving the lines. We need an harmonium for Purnachanda. Do we need an harmonium? Yes. Please bring the put the harmonium up there. Oh yeah. Most probably we will also have to put the microphone here. It's really so nice to be here. I feel I'm really getting healthy and strong just to be seen by the deities and all of you. Okay, here we have some. I will give the microphone now over. Can you please, Prabhuji? Thank you. So, Hare Krishna, I wish you a wonderful Sunday feast. Vrishabhanu Prabhu has arrived in Vishwarupa. So we can start. Hare Krishna.
No, he needs a harmonium. Microphone. You have.
Can they play? Yes. Can it be a little bigger then? But can they play the harmonium? I won't be able.
If you haven't guessed already, this is a song about Nanda Gopal, Nanda Dulal. It's a Brijavasi song, usually found in the Vallabh Sampradaya in Pushtimar, because they like to they put stress more on Vatsalya Rati, or in the parental love. So here Krishna's little boy, Nandalal, and the old lady is saying, "Ao Nandalal, Ao Nandalal, please come, please come. Come into my courtyard." So you can think of yourself sitting in front of your house in Vrindavan, maybe when you're old and you see little boy coming and you want to play with him.
आज मेरे अंगना में आनंद लाल चले गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरे आशा मेरी गंगा में और नंद लाल चले गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरे आशा आज मेरे अंगना में आनंद लाल चले गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरे आशा अंगनाई आओ मेरी मक्कन तू खाओ हो हे अंगनाई आओ मेरी मक्कन तू खाओ हे अंगना में आओ मेरे मक्कन तू खाओ अंगना में आओ मेरे मक्कन तू खाओ आओ मिट्टी मिट्टी भक्तिया सुनाबो नंद लाल रे सुनाबो गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा मिट्टी मिट्टी भक्तिया सुनाबो नंद लाल रे सुनाबो गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा लेनी नहीं सोनी उठी बोरही बिलो में है मैंने नए सो में उठी हो रही बिलो में प्रभु मैंने न सो में उठ भो रही बिलो में प्रभु प्रभु मैंने न सो में उठी भो रही बिलो में प्रभु आओ जामी आओ जामी तुम्हें कुनंद लाल रे तुम्हें कुम गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा आमी और जामी तुम्हें को नंद लाल रे तुम्हें को गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा आज मेरे अंगना में आओ नंद लाल चले आओ गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा आज मेरे अंगना में आओ नंद लाल चले आओ गोपाल दर्शन की प्यासी गुजरी आशा अंगनाई आओ मेरे मक्कन को खाओ हे अंगनाई आओ मेरे मक्कन को खाओ हे अंगनाई आओ मेरे मक्कन को खाओ अंगनाई आओ मेरे मक्कन को खाओ मिट्टी मिट्टी भक्तिया सुनाबो नंद लाल रे सुनाबो गोपाल दर्शन के प्यासी गुजरी आशा आओ मिट्टी मिट्टी भक्तिया सुनाबो नंद लाल रे सुनाबो गोपाल दर्शन के प्यासी गुजरी आशा Oh, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aao Nandalal ki jai.
Sitting on their throne, and the Sakis are performing the aarti. And they sing this, one of the traditional songs that they sing during this time, during the aarti. And usually have the very small sakhi offering on the tray with camphor and deep. And they're all singing this song, and they, especially this second line, Bhavana Bhakti Ki Jyoti Anamola Prema Ki Moti. To perform the aarti with the light of your loving mood, with the pearls of priceless love. So the devotees in Vrindavan, they don't simply perform the aarti as a ritual or a duty, but rather they're performing it and offering their very heart. And actually the deep is like this. It is the meant to, it's representing our heart. We are the lamp, our body, and our heart is like the ghee wick, and the love in our heart is the ghee. And when you light that, then the expression and the love coming through the eyes is like the light giving for the aarti, the light which is being expressed. So they, when they're performing aarti, they just don't simply, you know, count the circles, or one, two, three, four, like this. But actually they're offering with their very heart. And in Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna, they also offer aarti to one another in the early morning. They're sleeping from their dancing and loving pastimes all evening, but in the early morning, the younger gopis, they wake up and they stretch their arms and wipe their eyes, and then they look at each other and they smile and they think of Radha and Krishna immediately. And then they go together, hand in hand, to the grove where Radha and Krishna are resting. And through the leaves of the kunja is this effulgent green light, because the effulgence of Srimati Radharani is yellow or golden, and the effulgence of Krishna is blue. So they mix together, and they make a green light. So they see this greenish light, and they come, and they're peeking in through the vines of the kunj, and they see Radha and Krishna sleeping. And then there's a very beautiful breeze that's flowing through the forest, very gentle breeze, and it's carrying the fragrance of the flowers like malati, malika, kadamba, yuti, and so forth. And this very, very sweet fragrance is carrying, being carried through the air. And it wakes up the bumblebees, who are also sleeping, because it's so sweet that they become excited. And then they start flying here and there, buzzing, making their buzzing sound, and trying to find the source of that fragrance, which they don't, because it's all-pervading throughout the entire forest. So they're buzzing and flying, and they buzz and they come right past the ear of Brindadevi, who's also resting, because it's 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. This is the time when we do our Mangal Arti. So then Brindadevi, she hears this buzzing sound, and then she wakes up also, and she opens her eyes and she stretches, and then she thinks, oh, Radha and Krishna, it's my seva, I must wake them up now. So she calls her that male, the rooster. Right? He calls five roosters and sends them, go to the kunj of Radha and Krishna immediately. So they all go flying, and they land on the kunj, and they make this sound in the early morning. So, but it doesn't penetrate, it doesn't wake them. But Radharani halfway opens her eyes, and then she says, oh, rooster, why are you cooing here? Quickly go to the lower planets and coo there. So then immediately the roosters leave. So then Brindadevi thinks, now they didn't wake up. Now I have to send some more. I have to do something else. So she sends some other kinds of birds, titibha and wild pigeon, forest pigeons, and they fly there, and then they begin warbling, making their sounds. And then Radha and Krishna begin to wake up, and they stretch backwards, and they look like a golden bow, and a sapphire bow, both together. And the younger gopis are outside, and they're looking, and they see, oh, they're waking up, and they said, now it's time for our service. So they rush in through the gate of the cottage, the forest cottage, with all of their seva articles. They have some tray with some dupe, and they have some betel nut and pan. Another one has some drink, some morning drink. Another one brings a chamara, and another one brings in some string instrument, and she starts singing some morning ragas. It's prata lila. Is a morning raga. So they're doing all of their service at that time. And they're offering all of these articles. Actually, when we perform the arti, we're offering incense, which is the earth. And we offer the lamp, which is fire. Then we offer water and a cloth. And then we offer air. Right? So we're offering all of the Mahabhutas, all of the gross material elements. Like Krishna says, Bhumir apan lo vayu kam mano buddhi evacha. And then one is singing, that's ether. So all of the eight material elements are being offered in the arti. So all the young gopis, they're offering these different articles to Radha and Krishna. And Srimati Radharani feels a little embarrassed, so she tries to get up and kind of hide herself, but she can't, because Krishna's arm is over her and she's trapped. So she just accepts, all right, they're coming now. And so they're waking up, but they're still very sleepy, although Radha and Krishna have woken up, but then they go back to sleep again. Sometimes that happens to us also in the morning. So then Vrindadevi, she's thinking, now what shall I do? So then she sends the parrots, Suk and Sari. So the two parrots for Krishna, Dakshan and Vichakshan, and the two parrots for Srimati Radharani, Sari, they are Shubha and Shukshmadi. So they come flying into the Kunj, and they begin offering very beautiful prayers. And Dakshan and Vichakshan say, oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, please arise, all auspiciousness to you. Oh, son of Yashoda, darling of Yashoda, oh, cynosure of all the Vrijabhasis, life and soul of all the devotees, oh, heartbeat of Srimati Radhika, please arise and give up your sleep. You must go home now, because Nanda and Yashoda will arise soon. And if they see that you're not there, then all of the leelas will be spoiled. So please rise and go home now. So then Krishna begins to rise and wake up. And then the two saris of Srimati Radhika, they begin to also glorify her. All glories to you, all glories to you. Oh, daughter of Vrishabhanu, oh, moon who has risen from the womb, from the ocean of Kirtida, oh, most sweet love and love, the life and love of all the Vrijabhasis, oh, darling of Krishna, please arise and give up your sleep. You must go home now also. You must go back to your home. And you are the senior most of all of the gopis, so you must send, show a very good example for everyone. So then Srimati Radharani begins to arise, and Krishna and Radharani are both sitting there, and their hair is like in their face, their eyes are still drowsy, but they see each other in such a way, and they smile at each other. So then from their teeth comes this effulgence, this light, which lights up the face of their beloved, both to each other. And because they're very tired, their heads are rolling in a kind of euphoria. And so that light is also going around and around, and that is the Mangalarti for Radha and Krishna. So this is this song, said Bhavana Bhakta Ki Jyoti. And you may not be able to read it, there's a mistake. So, bhavana bhakti ki jyoti anamola prema ke moti. So this is just part of the song. Now we can sing this. Right?
aarti karo raj nari lekhan sanatani aarti karo raj nari bhavan bhakta ki jyoti anamol prema ke moti
bhavan bhakta ki jyoti anamol prema ke moti
aha bhavan bhakta ki jyoti anamol prema ke moti
bhavan bhakta ki jyoti
Rasa bunda saunati bhare atahi sukumari arati karo rajnari Rasa bunda saunati bhare atahi sukumari Rasa bunda saunati bhare atahi sukumari arati karunga janari gana sham nanda ke laha pahare poti pita rasara Shaham Nanda ke Lala Pahare Pati Sita Rasana
Jana Shaham Nanda ke Lala Pahare Pati Sita Rasana
Sangha Sohe Bhanu Dulari Radhika Pyari Arati Karun Bhajanari
Sangha Sohe Bhanu Dulari
Sangha Sahe So Manu Dulari Radhika Pyari Arati Karunga Janari Sangha Sahe Manu Dulari
Radhika Pyari Arati Karunga
Chari manu kutaki, chanchala chita vannata kataki. Aha, kundala chari manu kutaki, chanchala chita vannata kataki. Chandrika chamaka rahi nyari hatambara sari arati karunga janari Chandrika chamaka rahi nyari hatambara sari arati karunga janari arati karo bhajanari lekhan chana kari arati karo bhajanari singhasana to virade Koti koti kama chavi lage
Singha dando virade Koti koti kama chavi lage
Singha sana do virade Koti koti kama chavi lage
Singha dando virade
यहाँ रसिकान की फूल भर जगत लगी हरी यार की करूं रजनारी आरती करो रजनाई लेखन हरी आरती करू रजनारी चिर चिरिया चल चौड़ी मोहन वृष भारती चौड़ी विचार जोड़ी मोहन वृषभान किशोरी यह जीवन कुंज बिहारी पैजौन बरिहारी और की कहूँ अजनारी यह जीवन कुंज बिहारी पे जाऊं बले हारी और की करूं रजनारी आरती करो भजनारी लेखन चना थारी आरती करो भजनारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arati karo bhajanare kanchana tarani, arati karo bhajanare, arati karo. Bhajanare ki jai ho.
Vrindavan songs. okay. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivese Satsunyavani Askatyade Sadarine. Today's class has been announced as a japa workshop for all of you who have been at the japa workshops which were given earlier in Mira Road and Sin or Sion, like Sion, huh? Sion, like science, Sion. This will not be the same japa workshop which I have given in these two places. The same japa workshop which was given at Mira Road and Sion, something like this, will be given Friday evening in the counselor group of Sridham Saka Prabhu. Sridham Prabhu. Mm-hmm. Today will be a different japa workshop because we have a different, a larger size crowd. Before starting, I would like to tell to you that the japa or the chanting of the Maha Mantra is the most important spiritual practice which all of us have. And all the sadhakas who start with the japa of one mantra, they need to know that to bring the perfection or to bring about the perfection of their practice is the goal in their spiritual life. Our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has told us that of all of the instructions which he has given, the instruction to chant offenselessly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the most important one. There is a secret about doing japa of a name. When you repeatedly call out a mantra, the goal of this chanting is that you wish to ultimately see the personality of that mantra. We have a very nice illustration of this in the work of Sanatan Goswami called the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In the second part, a sadhaka, Gop Kumar, is describing his journey and his experiences with the Gopal mantra. He does japa of the Gopal mantra, and at the end of the whole work, he actually realizes in person the personality of the Gopal mantra, which is Madan Gopal. So the goal of mantra japa is nothing else than to meet God. The goal of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually having the full darshan of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Who of you, when you chant, has the personal darshan of God? Please lift your hands. No one. That means something is dangerously wrong here. Let me ask another question. Who of you chants the Hare Krishna mantra already longer than 10 years? Thank you. Who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra already longer than 5 years? This is more. Who is chanting longer than 2 years? Okay. Who is chanting longer than 1 year? And who is chanting longer than 2 months? Oh, this is really a very large, thank you very much, a large, so many layers of chanting, chanters, that's amazing and very nicely distributed. And not one of you has realized the goal of your mantra chanting. Isn't this disturbing to you? You have set upon a journey, but you have not reached the goal of the journey. Hare Krishna. For all of you, this japa workshop will come as a relief, as a help. But I first want to make the point clear that when we embark on chanting Hare Krishna, we really want to have the personal darshan of Lord Krishna, Radha and Krishna. This is the goal of the mantra chanting. We often express it differently. We say, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we want love of God. But by love of God, you will have the darshan of Radha and Krishna. We often say, we don't want Krishna, we want love for Krishna. But this really means to say, because we know that by love of Krishna we get Krishna, therefore we want ultimately Krishna. Once Hanuman had an experience. He was taught by Lord Rama how the name and the person are identical. And if one can chant properly, then when you chant the name, you have darshan of the person. This is what happened. Narada Muni was once on a journey. It's a very German-oriented story. You will see soon why. He was on a journey, preaching journey, and he met a person who was extremely busy. He was the incarnation of all Bombay-ness. In Bombay, one is busy every minute and second. So this person was something like a Bombay-wala. Narada Muni took pity with him and said, "My dear person, you are going in the wrong direction. This type of business busyness will not help you at the time of death. Start to become spiritually busy. Start your life of sadhana, which will prepare you for your eternal life." The person gave the typical answer, "I have no time. I have to work." "Ah," said the person. Time. Yes, because I want to give you the easiest practice, the easiest sadhana of chanting God's holy name. "Ah," said the person, "the only time when I'm not entirely busy, but only partially busy, is when I'm sitting on the toilet." Oh, what sadhana should he do on the toilet? Narada Muni had promised to initiate him in the holy name. He didn't want to take the sweet names of Hare Krishna, the Yugal mantra. So he said, "Okay, since I have promised you, when you are in that situation of life, chant Rama, 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 Rama. This will help you to become free of material desires and gain an attraction for God." "Okay," said the man, "because it's you, the famous Narada Muni, I will follow you." And he, whenever he was on the private place, let us call it like this, before the deity, he was chanting Rama, 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 Rama. Do you know who comes when there is Ram Kirtan? Hanuman. He always comes when there is the Ram Kirtan. Hare Krishna. So Hanuman came to the private place and saw there was this man producing the human pile and at the same time chanting Rama. He felt so entirely angry that he took his strong legs and began to violently kick this man who was producing a mountain. You must know, my dear devotees, that the kick of Hanuman is so powerful that it even sent the most powerful and strong Ravan flying through the air. Pang! When Hanuman kicks you, it's not like when your child or your wife kicks you. It is intense. It will send you flying when Hanuman kicks you. But this man was not at all disturbed. He continued chanting and doing the other thing. Hanuman became more angry. He gnashed his teeth and kicked him again and boxed him. Stop this! You cannot offend Rama like this, calling his name in this most inappropriate situation for sadhana. But the man didn't feel his kicks, nor did he feel his blows. Hanuman was devastated. Was he the powerful servant of Lord Rama? Was he to be defeated by an ordinary human being who produced the human fragrance? He went back crying and went back to Ayodhya. He wanted to see Lord Rama on this issue. When he arrived in Ayodhya, he only had one thought: I must see the Lord of my heart. So he went to the palace and demanded entry, but the guard said, no, Ram is not in a position of seeing anyone. He is in his bedroom, the shutters are still closed, and he is groaning. There's some terrible misery in his life. Hanuman was not someone to be stopped. He climbed up the balconies, went and opened the curtains to the bedroom of Lord Rama, and saw Lord Rama groaning on his bed. Lord Rama, it's Hanuman. Is something wrong with you? Lord Rama asked, why are you asking? Why? Because I'm your servant. Can I relieve your pain? You caused my pain. What? Said Hanuman. Yes, you were the one who kicked me so violently in the chest. What? Please explain, my lord. Rama said, Hanuman, by now you should know that my holy name and I, we are not different. When that man chanted the holy name, I was present. He didn't see me because he was not chanting up to the standard, but I was present. And then you kicked me. By kicking that man, you kicked me. And the Lord Ramachandra, the changeless Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a body of Sachit Ananda, raised smilingly from the bed and said, I just wanted to teach you a lesson. My body cannot be kicked, and so it cannot be contaminated. This is an illustration meant to show you that the holy name and Krishna are not different. I know that this is a very, very difficult point to understand. A sound vibration, how can it be non-different from the person? It is very difficult to understand because we simply have no experience of this in the world. When we are thirsty, our thirst cannot be quenched by the sound vibration of water, because the sound vibration water is entirely different from the substance which it only represents in the world of language. The substance can also be represented by a sign. I can make the sign, but this is also different from water. Huh? Can you see the sign? It means waves. Or like, it has nothing to do with water, these signs. So in the same way, language is a symbolic representation of the substance in the world. It is so different. Imagine if we would say, before we serve you the feast, dear devotees, today we will eat the feast by chanting the different preparations. Repeat after me. Kachori, puri, rice, dal, lady fingers, okra, we say, and so on. You would be highly disturbed by this announcement. In fact, you would seriously consider a second visit to the Radha Gopinath Mandir. Should you go or not? Yes, because we simply don't have any experience how a name of something is identical with the substance. And it is because of this lack of, this different experience, I should say, our mind remains doubtful to the end whether Krishna and his name are really identical or whether it is one of these philosophical points of a lecture where we can conveniently fall asleep because it is feels so unrelevant, like the Mahatattva for our life. So let me give you an example of this world which might give you a little indication how the holy name can be non-different, so that you will take part with full attention in this japa workshop, which is meant to give you a new access to the holy name. First of all, in this world we have an experience how from sound form can come. For instance, I could make an experience with you why don't we do this? Close your eyes and stay awake, please, for a moment. I will give you now different names. When I make like this, the exercise starts. You have to close your eyes and stay awake and do what you are told. I will give you different names, huh? And your duty will be to see whether or not some images are coming. Okay? Close your eyes, please. Sit properly, that is, straight. And listen very carefully and allow the picture to come. A lightning yellow flash in the monsoon clouds over Mumbai. Try to visualize the picture. Thank you. Another picture. Close your eyes. Son Prapi. Son Papari. You know what I mean. The last temptation in sweets. Another one. The beautiful new facade of the Radha Gopinath temple with its ornately carved pillars and missing domes. Okay. Radhanath Maharaj standing with folded hands before the deities. Okay. A mridanga. Okay. The cover of the Bhagavad Gita. The beautiful form of Radha Gopinath, but Gopinath without a flute. Okay. Gopinath on a different day with a different outfit. His outfit is yellow greenish. Gopinath holds a flute. and has a peacock feather crown. Open your eyes, please, and look immediately at Radha Gopinath. That's the outfit. Turn your head again to me, please. And close your eyes and try to visualize Radha Gopinath in the beautiful yellowish-greenish outfit with Gopinath playing his mind-enchanting flute. A parrot is on his right and the deer is stretching his head forward and the two monkeys are talking Vraj Katha. Thank you. This was just a little example how from sound a form can come. You were hearing certain sounds, flesh in monsoon, son prapi, I cannot say this last sweet, you know, it's really a tempting sweet. And I think, well, have you seen something? Yes. A little while ago, a Dutch group from the Amsterdam University conducted a research on a yogi who knew the art of chanting mantras, and from his mantras certain objects would manifest. They sealed the room. They installed video cameras at the four corners of the room. They had the yogi sitting in the room. It was a totally almost airtight chamber. And then the yogi chanted the Sapa mantra. Sarpa, Sapa, Sapa, and some other sounds. And they saw how in that room a snake manifested, a dangerous hissing cobra. Cobra. Mm-hmm. And it was also visible on the cameras. Like this camera. So it was an objective study which showed how yogis know how from sound form can manifest. We only have mental images for coming. That is an impression, but it is possible to have even forms which you can touch coming. So it should not surprise you too much when you hear that Krishna can manifest in his holy name. Please give up the misconception that Krishna cannot manifest from the holy name in your life. So I will now give you six rules, which are six progressive steps, which will help you that Krishna manifests from the sound vibration of the name. Maybe at the end of the exercise of this workshop, we will have to have 50 stretchers ready, because some of you will have fainted in the exalted emotion of bhava. And we have to carry you out of the hall to the prasadam room. I do not expect this to happen, by the way, because only we hear when you chant on the level of Shuddhanam, that is the name, then the pure name will descend and manifest. But it is well possible, and it is the goal to come to this level. Before this, you have comes the level of nam aparad, chanting with offenses. This we will not do during the japa workshop. Then comes nama basa, that is trying to avoid offenses. And at that time, you can see already a glimpse of the light. It's described like the sun, which comes up in the morning and is not yet fully visible. On the state of Namabhasa, you can already feel Krishna's presence. That is, you become very moved as you chant. But only on the last level, Shuddha Nam, will the sun totally rise, the Krishna sun in your heart. But we will most properly feel Krishna's presence very strongly in this workshop. So we will now go through six steps. Are you ready to come with me? If your neighbor falls asleep because he is from Mumbai and has worked too hard, wake him up, because the atmosphere will be much more nice. We will start with a few mechanical rules, steps, and from there go into the deeper steps. We will narrate to you the first step if you want to meet Lord Krishna in the holy name. You must prepare yourself the day before you chant, physically and mentally. A great problem for the sadhaka is tiredness during the practice. And this tiredness during the practice can really cover him with a mode of tamagun, so that he cannot take get into a spiritual experience. So the physical preparations for chanting the holy name in japa should be done one day before. That is, go early to bed, and in the evening do not take heavy food. Take, if you are hungry, which happens, a light meal consisting of light preparations. You can take everything, rice, dal, and so on, but don't have fried foods, so on. Not too heavy, the meal. It is best for your health to end your intake of liquid substances before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's most healthy, but I know many of us are so busy during the day that we have to drop our lunch prasadam, and then we eat something in the evening. So if you have to do, don't overburden yourself too much. Then, mentally you should prepare yourself. Tomorrow I will chant the Hare Krishna Nam in such a way that I will give my full concentration and I will try to meet Lord Krishna in the holy name. It's called a sankalpa. Sankalpa means vow, which helps you to mentally perform on the spiritual platform. This vow has to be taken, for instance, before Ekadasi. The day before Ekadasi, you fix in your mind the vow, I will not eat any grains. Then it's very, very simple for you to eat no grains. But if you do not perform any sankalpa, which means nothing less than programming your mind to perform in a certain certain way, then it might be difficult. So this is a very important point if you want to chant properly year round. See, most of us are chanting already for more than a few years, and if we want to improve our japa, it will require that we have a sankalpa, that it's really something which we program our mind. Then we go to the actual process now. That is the proper time, the proper place, and the proper posture. The ideal time to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is when you are in the morning time doing the Brahma Muhurta, provided you are not sleepy and tired. The early morning hours, just before the sun rises, is the best time for concentration. If you cannot find time during the Brahma Muhurta hours to finish all of your rounds, it is not a problem, but please chant the rounds which you have not completed in a state when your mind is maximum peaceful. You may come home from work and you may eat a little and then rest, and this rest will put you in a peaceful modus, and then you can chant easily. Huh? Don't chant, you try to chant your rounds after you have just finished an agitating telephone conversation, or after you have done your private excursion in a Mumbai Bollywood movie, and are still very much agitated by the pictures which you saw. Chant when you are peaceful, when the mind is free from vrittis, that means thought waves which are disturbing. This is the time, place. It is good if you chant before the tulasi plant, if you chant with devotees around you, and if you chant in solitude. If there are no devotees, then chant in a solitude, that means in an atmosphere free from disturbance. This third rule on this level is your posture. Sit straight. When you sit straight, at that time the mind gets more purified, whereas when you sit, it will be much more difficult for your mind to chant. So we will now do an exercise on the chanting. The time is now, the place is here, before we have Tulasi present on the altar, most probably. Yes, she's present, and we are in the midst of devotees. We will chant now the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I want to request all of you to sit straight, and we will chant in one voice. Those of you who do not know the Hare Krishna Mantra, it is written down here. While we chant, I wish to request all of you to please listen extremely carefully to the sound of the holy name. I will give you the speed, and then we will chant all together when I give you this sign. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you cannot yet chant. You first have to listen, and when you hear this, it means you start. Well, this is like a workshop, and we have to establish the language of this workshop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Most of you are not listening. You have to listen, not just use the tongue, but you have to use your ears as well and the concentration. Please again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. These were physical exercises. We have prepared ourselves, and of course we have made the sankalpa the day before. We couldn't do this today, but the time, place and posture. Time, what is the best time? Thank you. Place, what is the best place? Where there are devotees and Tulsi, thank you. And when you don't have such a place, what should you look for? Holy place? Solitude, yes. I heard a holy place. So also very good, yes. Holy place is very good to chant concentrated rounds because you get the additional spiritual energy. Thank you very much. What posture? Straight, yes. That will purify the sadhana very much. It's physical roots, yes. Now, are you ready for the next step? We go into the area of the mind. The most important point in yoga practice is the mind. And the most important rule is for yoga practice is expressed by Lord Krishna in the 6th chapter, text 26. It's Dhyana Yoga, the yoga of meditation. I will read to you the verse. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam ashtiram tatastato niyam yaitat atman yeva vasham nayet. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. This is a very important yoga rule for chanting. When the mind begins to wander during your chanting, you must pull it back like a little dog who will go sniffing at some stool pile. Bring it back from wherever it wanders, even if it goes to a son prapti, or whatever the sweet is called. Yes. Bring it back to the sound vibration. That's an important yoga practice. And Holy Scriptures has given us a very nice meditation. Some yogis meditate about the candle of a light, but in Krishna consciousness we meditate about the traktaka, that means the letters of the holy name. I want to now request all of you to chant with me and look at nothing else than the letters of the holy name. When you say Hare, you look at Hare. When you say Krishna, you look at Krishna. When you chant Hare, you look at the chandeliers. No, at Hare. And if you say Krishna, you look at Krishna. I think you have the idea. We will chant a little slow in the beginning, and then we will go faster. While you chant the looking at the words, please also listen. I will give you the indication of the speed now. When you hear this sign, it means we will start, and when you hear this, it means we will end. Hare Krishna, Hare... No. When you hear this sign, it means we will start. When you hear this sign, it means we will end. First, you will just hear a demonstration and not chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. This you can apply as a technique in your mantra chanting. You can just take a mantra card, and while you are chanting, you can easily look from time to time to the mantra. Whenever your mind wanders due to its flickering nature, Hare Krishna, or due to diversions, or due to maybe bad relationships with someone, bring your mind back to the sound vibration, and the looking at the mantra card will help you to do this. Now we will go a little more intense. We will now go to a very important point in the mantra chanting, that is to meditate about the meaning of the mantra while you chant. There is a verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas which tells us how important it is to be to meditate about the meaning of the mantra when you chant. Mana sangharanam shocham monam mantrata shintanam ajagratvang anirvedo japa sampati hetavah. First the verse says, what is important to be attentive? Can I have a guess? What do you think is important if you want to be attentive? Giriraj. The sound vibration must be there. Yeah. But we are looking more... Attention is an activity of the mind. What mind can be attentive and what kind of mind is always inattentive? Let us start with the first. What kind of mind is always inattentive? Disturbed. By what? Thoughts. Anxiety. Plans. Then let us now ask the question, what type of mind is undisturbed? A peaceful mind. When is the mind peaceful? Free of anxiety. The yoga shastras say when the mind is pure, the natural state of the mind is to be transparent and pure. But when it comes in contact with the rajagun and sattvagun, these qualities of goodness are lost. When we drove today to the Chaupati temple, I said to Gopinath Prabhu, our most a talented race driver in the Gopinath community, the first rule and regulation is don't look at the advertisement of Mumbai, because you make your mind impure. You must keep your mind pure. Only when your mind is pure, then you can be attentive. This is how the verse starts. To be attentive, purification of the heart is required. This, how can you become pure in your mind? This means silence, that is, avoiding unfavorable talking. My dear devotees, when you talk prajalpa, your mind is so agitated. When you talk, what is he, what did he say, and this endless talking, especially talking bad about others, it makes your mind impure and unconcentrated like anything. So this verse says to be attentive, purification of the heart is required, and this means practically silence, avoiding unfavorable talking. Then it says, gives this point, while chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra. Steadiness, patience, and attachment to chanting are all treasures of chanting. One should meditate about the meaning of the mantra. What is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra? Do you want to hear from Prabhupada to be safe? Yes. Who has an idea? Meaning of the mantra is service to the Lord. Another meaning. What does it mean to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? It's an interesting question, isn't it? It is an urgent appeal. Hare Krishna, says Prabhupada. Means addressing them. Oh my Lord! Oh my Lord's energy! So when you address somebody, you want to ask for something. So if they reply, yes, why are you calling? Then we are calling. Please engage me in your service. This is the prayer. Once Prabhupada also said, it means, O energy of Krishna, Hare Radhe.
O energy of Krishna, Hare Radhe.
O Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service. Now we will chant like this a few mantras, where we will intensely bring our mind to meditate about the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. Please engage me in your service. Another very nice short sutra is, please accept me. So please, this will be very intense. You have to chant and at the same time meditate about this meaning. You have to think, are you now well engaged in your service? Maybe there is a service you would like to do. Maybe you want to be more intensely engaged in your service, more surrendered. Maybe you have heard that it is possible to serve Radha and Krishna directly by bringing them water, betel nuts, by fanning them, like Narottam Das Thakur says. How do you want to be engaged in Lord in Sisi Radha and Krishna's service? Please think about this. Fix some idea in your mind now. Please engage me in your service. And then chant like this while meditating about the meaning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now some of the housewives, I think, were thinking about, please engage me in making nice rice, vegetable rice for you, my dear Lord, that I will serve it to the home deity and then I will serve it to my family. Is this the meaning of this prayer? Should we, in other words, while chanting, think about specific ways of wanting to do devotional service? It's an important question. You can do this in the beginning, but don't do it for the whole time. For instance, would you like to know how, what I fixed in my mind when I was chanting? I was praying to the Lord, please let me reach this heart, the hearts of this difficult audience. I do not want that they go away from this workshop and continue their old ways of chanting where they have not the highest, where they do not have enough spiritual experiences to which are so nice that they just think of increasing the rounds, the number of their rounds. I was praying like this to Krishna. See, you should not think so much about these other things. If I chant the whole day thinking about let me preach, let me reach their hearts and so on, this is not the idea. Prabhupada said, when we chant, we want to concentrate on the sound vibration. But if we are with our own thoughts, then soon we think about the whole service schedule. Then I drive here, then I buy this vegetable, then I go there, then I do this, and so on. And we are not with Krishna, but we are with Mumbai. When you pray for to Lord Krishna in this prayerful mood, please engage me in your service. It's much better if you wish to be, if you pray like in the mood of please accept me. Because if you want to be engaged in Krishna's service, you must first be accepted. Huh? Please take me. Something like this. To you. So now we are coming to the end. I'm looking also and looking at the attention span. When you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada has said you should call out to Krishna. Someone who's chanting with deep material satisfaction, everything is all right the way it is at the present moment, can never ever experience the results of chanting. There is something about us we are so often inattentive by chanting. So you must learn to call out the chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a simple instruction. You should think you have fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death, and from there you call out, "My dear Lord, please fix me, take me and fix me at one of the dust particles at your lotus feet." Who of you ever has drowned in an ocean? This is a rare experience which only blessed souls of us. You had